views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny with Colette Stephan. We'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you, so feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. Today's show, I have one of my favorite energetic practitioners with me, and that is Will Hatch. We've been working together for almost 2 years now, and he's an electrical engineer by training, which comes in very handy when you're tracking energetic weaknesses. So he and I had, that's because of the computer angle, and he understands how programming works. And he and I were happy to be on the Dr. Pat show I was hosting for her. Or no, that wasn't the show I was hosting for her, sorry. That was the show that we went on together with Dr. Pat. I've been on the radio a lot these days, and we were doing a Lyme disease. We were talking about Lyme disease on her Lyme show, and there's just so much to it that we decided we'll continue with that. The name of that show was What's Bugging You? So this is What's Bugging You Too? And so you don't have to have Lyme disease to call in today. Just feel free. This is typical of what we're going to talk about is typical of many different diseases that people happen to get diagnosed with. Will, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm here.
Good.
All of me.
Awesome. So, you know, I wanted to give you an opportunity because we were talking about the immune response on last week's show. And we had talked about in the beginning about, you know, when you have a physical disease that quite often the underlying, well, not quite often, 99% of the time, the underlying non-physical weaknesses can be at the root cause for many illnesses. And so we covered that in that show, and we talked quite a bit about the overwhelm from it, the parasitic view. And then we started talking about immune response. So I just wanted to give you a chance to get into that and talk about that a bit, because we already have callers. And so I'm just going to, there we go. So, you know, tell us about what you kind of discovered about the immune response here.
What I learned is that, oh my God, we are beautiful creatures. When you get right down to it, and there's been a lot of discussion about the immune system in terms of, does it even exist? And is there an immune system, and how does it work? Because there's not really an organ that you can point to quite so directly to say that's the immune system over here, or that's the immune system over there. It's really easy to look at your circulatory systems and see them in their entirety, but your immune system is made up of proteins and cells, and there's some organs involved, but most of it is just stuff that's floating around inside you, part of the bag of chemicals you are. And I love the beauty of it and how it actually works. And when I got right down to it, it's so funny because there's these essential nutrients that we need to get in our diet in order for this bag of chemicals to work the way it's supposed to. And as long as you give it what it needs, everything's okay. So I've been doing a lot of digging into that and just getting what we need in order to let our innate systems take care of us the way that they're supposed to. And I love how this comes right as we're building you a wall, and this becomes about strengthening boundaries on some other level. Makes me giggle.
But well, it can, because it's interesting because, you know, Lyme disease is caused by ticks and parasite. And when people attract parasites in their life, like such as ticks, that they have a tendency to, if you have, because we're human, as human beings, we are operating on so many levels. We have the macrocosmic, which is like the universal stuff that's out there. And then we have all the way down to the intrinsic body and then the microcosmic body. And so because we are, put together this way, when we have a problem in one area of our body, we generally have it throughout the body, the soul, and the spirit. It's kind of like the balance there. And so, when we were in ceremony in Peru, and you had...
So funny, there I am sitting in the dark, scrawling on the pages, and I can't even see what I'm writing. I'm writing big enough and far enough apart that I hope it might be legible later, maybe-ish. I don't know. It was in the middle of ceremony, so it was a very intense moment. And then what do we have to read later in the light? Why do we have parasites? Or parasites are for lonely people who want more friends.
And well, we were all, the rest of us were just impressed that you were able to do that, because you were the only one that actually partook of a second goblet.
I danced after that still, so I wasn't too worried about that element of it. That seems to be okay.
Well, but this is the funny part, because people, like what I wanted to address here, because you, when you were looking all of this information up, and I love being able to do it in that way, because energetically, I want to make it clear, neither of us are doctors. You know, you're an electrical engineer by training, as I said, but it's about being able to follow the process, follow the program, and kind of test energetically, okay, what's weak here? What's weak here on a general level for most people? And when people have a tendency, we had looked at the different underlying reasons why this is so complicated. And, there's a tendency when people are diagnosed with Lyme disease that they're also diagnosed with about 8 other disorders. Or disease. And, we talked about those on last week's show on Dr. Pat's Lyme show. Having said that, this comes, parasitic is one form of it, but there's also the fungal, and there's the bacterial, and there's also the parasitic. So there's all these different interlooping reasons why people would get this. And that's why we wanted to identify that when people address these things, most people that have Lyme disease, if they get a hold of get a handle on these emotions and these thoughts, and they get into a place where they lower their stress level, that they quite often are, that's when they are able to return to homeostasis. So when we come back after the break, what we're going to do, we have a caller who's been patiently waiting here, and we're going to take that call. And then we'll just continue as we go here. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan. And my guest today is Will Hatch. And we will... feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we're going to make some shift happen.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic fields induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
We are back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan, and I have my guest today here with me, and that is Will Hatch from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Before we continue, Will, do you want to share your contact information with the listeners?
No. Okay. Will at iagree.com. Isn't it simple now? W-I-L-L at E-Y-E-A-G-R-E-E.com.
And what is I Agree?
It's my pet project. So one day I want to be able to connect anybody who makes a statement with anybody else who makes a similar statement. Because the sharing circles in our current social media structure are geared so that only the people who are selling the advertising get to see the patterns in the big picture that could be benefiting everybody.
And this, when you say that, the reason I asked is because it's very similar to the human body. When you think about Lyme disease and all the complications when people are diagnosed with that, when you think about the immune system, and some people argue that there really isn't an immune system per se, but basically what it is all the different structures in the body working in total alignment with all the other structures. And, you know, you don't want your liver to have a divorce from your kidneys. So it's kind of like about having perfect communication for the body to be able to clear so that the body is really efficient and clean the way it's working. And this you get by having a really strong hard drive, like the central nervous system on the spine, is making sure that your central nervous system and your peripheral nervous system and your mind and your brain and your heart are all working together to bring a person back to homeostasis. And as an engineer, you know, you recognize that the structure, how important structure is, like in those processes. And so we do have a caller, though. So I want to take this caller right away here. She's been patiently waiting. And then we'll, as we have time, we'll get into this a little bit more. Allison from Toronto, are you there?
I am.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Hi. I'm good. I'm just kind of a little overwhelmed hearing you talk about all these things, because I can see where they all have connections so many places. But I'm trying to stay focused on what I called about.
Okay, cool. What would you like to work on here this morning?
Well, my son, who is an artist and a creator. He's an actor, and he works with other people performing. He told me a few days ago, uncharacteristically, that he's finding it really hard right now. So that kind of affected me quite a bit. And he's 33.
And on a scale of 0 to 10 right now?
For me or for him? I'm a little confused as to who I'm.
Because you're a mom, we can energetically tune in really easily to your son through you. And so I just want to get, because we don't have him here with us today on the phone, I just want to ask you, when you think about your son and how upset he was, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you?
Yeah, if I think about him being upset, it's about a 7, I guess, right now.
Okay.
He's higher.
And you're trying to be like downplay it.
I worked on it. Let me just say that I do some Ewan method stuff too. So I'm not where you are. I wish I was, but so I feel like I worked on some things for a few days, but actually, strangely, I started feeling worse.
Okay. So we're going to, Will, I could feel you getting in touch with this. Like, so what are you picking up here, Will?
I was just curious how old this man is.
Sorry, I can't hear.
How old is this young man?
Oh, he's 33.
33. There you go.
Yeah. That's it's coming up. Christ energy. Are you religious, or were you raised religious at any point in your life?
There's a lot going on with that. I guess we're sort of a combination of Buddhist and Jewish, and I was raised Anglican. But, you know, there's a lot in there, I think.
So let's just recognize here that in the subconscious somewhere, there's a difficult time that happened around the age of 33. And we're not too sure what side of the fence we're on, if it happened at all, or how we should feel about it. But we're told a lot of things. And as men, 30 and 33, coming out of the forest and dying are very important ages. And as just jumping through the 31 here and having experienced the mad rush up to it.
Mm. You just turned 30 yourself. So
I recognize, okay. I recognize that pattern. And I've seen it in a lot of people around and a lot of people I've spoken to as well. So I can offer hope here and recognizing that this is not just him going through this at that age. There's a lot of other men going through this at that age, and it's okay.
Well, he picks up a lot of energy from other people, and maybe I should add that when I was 33, I went through a really, really hard year, and he was then, I guess, 7. So he definitely... definitely affected him, and I was concerned that he might be he might go through a very hard year when he was 33, because I almost died that year.
Yeah, okay, also, so this is something I just want to interject here, because I just wanted to say to you that when you were talking about the UN method, I taught that for 5 years. And since then, I've been working, you know, taking all the energy from the psychosomatic training I have and the training I took with the Resonance Project Foundation and with crystals and all of this. And what's coming up, this is like a spiritual weakness. It's coming up that you have a spiritual weakness, and also he does. And I also want to tell you that there are many, many people right now that are contacting me that are like, what day was that he contacted you?
Saturday, we were talking about getting together for Thanksgiving, and he said, no, he's going out of town. He's actually performing today and tomorrow with people. So I've worked a lot on spiritual levels. I know.
But what's coming up here is, there's a few things coming up, and I just wanted to correct this really quickly before Will goes, takes it from here, is that I am picking up that, like, I actually had my daughter call me in the same state. And so one of my daughters, like, feeling really down, and I had a lot of people phoning and like, oh, I don't know what's going on. I don't feel like I belong here. I don't feel like I should be on this planet. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. What's the point of being on this earth? And so this is coming up purpose. And it's coming up on a spiritual level. And there's also some stuff getting mixed up here because of your energy when you were 33. But and it's interesting because it is coming from the maternal line, because you are, this is coming up, Christ was crucified at the age of 33.
Yeah.
And so, so this is what's coming up. It's like a, but it's coming up more when people get into this energy, it's transition. And so we get really afraid that we think of transition as death, but transition is death and birth. And so I wanted to point that out to you. Death and birth are very much the same.
Yeah, I experienced that in my life. Yeah.
Yeah. And so right there,
so
I can
for me,
feel
I'm okay. I'm in a lot of ways I'm okay, but it really affects me when he tells me, you know, that things are really hard, because he's been carrying a lot of stuff too. From his father's has been ill twice with cancer, and we're divorced. And I'm in a lot of ways, I share a lot of things with you in the sense of single mother and all that.
Yeah. So we're just going to strengthen you to the mother part. And then I think this is so beautiful, because Will is, you know, he's a father. He's pretty much the age of your son. And actually, he hasn't had that energetic training that he's not limited by any energetic training. He works off of basically his training that he gave himself in the training that he gave himself in the forest when he was a young boy going through tough things. And so, Will, what else are you picking up here for you? I just wanted to say, we'll keep you on the line if you want over the break. And I'm just, because we got about 2 minutes, and Will and I'll work on this, but we, you know, you got a couple minutes before the break here. Will, what's going on here?
I'm just roaring with laughter over here while you two are doing your thing, because obviously, like mother and children, there's something that you're sensing here that's either driving you to confusion first, is what seems to be happening, and then bringing you into searching for knowledge, answering the questions, and then on to finding some answers and starting to be able to wield your power, both of you, right?
As mothers.
So, not even as mothers, but it's in the bigger picture here. You're both reaching outwards in a larger scale, whether it's you and the details don't matter. What matters is that you're consciously reaching outwards, right? So, you remember very clearly what happened when you weren't consciously reaching outwards, but you had some awareness of things that were outwards. You weren't able to then tell whether this was your thought or not, or your urge or not.
Yes,
and then you get into this flipping back and forth violently between extremes in how you should feel about something, and you're really trying hard to assert yourself, but it's coming up with in quantum mechanics, we talk about everything having this wave particle duality, where nothing is purely defined until you observe it. So this almost mirrors that in a perfect way, because I've been there myself, where there's two very extreme things in front of me and I'm trying them both on so that I can see how they both feel. But
we have to bring more awareness now. We got to cut for a break here. So we're going to continue this right after the break. Hang in there, Allison, and we'll bring you back on right after the break. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Dr. Brie Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Brie works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Brie's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silvergaia.net.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com. If you're interested in my energy correcting cards and paintings, that's T-A-I-L-S, and also energeticupgrade.com. If you're interested in the online program with Mark Kettenbach, tools to be able to shift energy efficiently and tried, tested, and true. Will and I were just working with Allison here, and we just want to check in with you, Allison, and see where you're at right now. Do you feel different or the same here?
I don't really know. I feel like I think listening to the commercials kind of threw me, you know? So it's like a lot of information,
good.
You know?
Yeah, but what's coming up is that when people say that they can't feel like that, that's a form of neutrality. So let's just get you strong to that. Will, what else do you want to say to Allison here?
On a scale from 1 to 10, how are you feeling?
Maybe 3.
Yeah, I was getting a definite 3 there.
Yeah? Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. So that's going down. What I want to point out to people listening in here is that, you know, the number one, I talk about this in my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, stuff you wish your mom had known to tell you. And the number one weakness for any child is a mother's worry. And so when our children, even if we're the best energetic practitioner in the world, if our children are not, are upset, quite often that will throw us off. But what you want to do, Allison, is you want to recognize very quickly that you don't want to get into that reaction of mother's worry. You want to strengthen yourself on your midline, and you want to feel your heart, and you want to feel, and you want to see your son functioning at a very high level and have the ability to see that strong.
And I do normally. So that's what was disturbing about this, because as I started to try to work on various things. Can I mention one more thing that was bothering him that is maybe related to the sort of bugs that we're talking about today? Rats. That he said he just noticed that he had rats in his place and he had to leave, you know, the next day to go out of town. Rats in the house, and that's pretty disturbing. Right? And of course,
I'm
thing that
I'm
comes
not
up
laughing
is like
at the rats.
Dirty rat.
Go
no,
ahead.
It came up
I'll
for
tell
me.
You later.
Sort of like,
okay. Will, what's going on here?
Well,
parasitically.
When we get in, we recognized already that the parasite is sort of this manifestation of stopping ourselves in a way that we wouldn't otherwise stop ourselves from doing this thing that is usually because of a parasitic relationship. So, you know, when your house burns down, that's a pretty clear indication that you were supposed to move. And in many cases anyways, and when you get rats in your house and you have to leave, it's a pretty clear indication of knowing that you're going to come home and most of your stuff is going to be trashed and you're probably going to be looking for a new place to live.
Okay, this is making me up about a 9 now, hearing you.
Yeah, there you go.
But that's okay, because there's what's on the other side of it, which is recognizing that if we have these bugs, these major problems coming into our life, it's actually because we didn't know how to solve a problem. We asked for the correction and it's coming. It's going to be a little bit challenging because we don't know how to go through it and we're blind, but it's okay because we know we've all been through this thing in one form or another. And so having that experience, we know that he's going to get through it just the same. He's got the same abilities almost that you have. He has a lot of your training because you do. And so when he's going through this problem, which you've gone through in a similar sense, he's got your strengths now and your experience to help back him up.
Yeah. The reason I was laughing about the rats is because just last week, I have a new kitten here, and my cat and my kitten were watching the kitchen cupboard. And they caught a mouse. And I was like, oh, well, there's a mouse in the house. Okay.
I said to him, he's got to get a cat or something. But, you know, anyway.
Well, the last mouse that my cat caught, she let it go again. So,
oh, very
probably,
nice.
We're just going to strengthen you to this. What's coming up is you've already suffered through these emotions yourself. There's no need. You know what that feels like, right?
Yes.
Right, there we go. You know what it feels like. Do you really want to feel this, you know, longer than you need to?
Oh, God, no. No.
There we go.
No,
you've already been there, done
really
that,
good.
Bought the T-shirt. Yeah. So let's keep you strong to that, that, you know, you're just going to step into your power here. You're going to see your son strong. And there we go.
Yes.
Now, where are you
Thank
at
you.
Now?
Now I'm good.
Yeah, you're at a zero now. You're neutral.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. We have another caller,
Thank
so we're going to move on. And
Thank
Go
you,
ahead, Will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Allison. That was wonderful.
Yeah, I love it. We have Julie from Canada on the line. Julie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm actually calling about me and my cat. She's had, I guess, sort of ongoing respiratory, and then just had stopped eating, and then she just started eating. But she's kind of goes through these cycles, and there's a bit of a hack still. And and I've done a fair number of corrections, but the hacking, the little bit of hacking is still there. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get you here, get a baseline for you, just so we can, you think about your cat right now, and you think about what's going on with her from 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you at right now?
Oh, gosh, actually, I'm feeling grief come up. I would say 8.
Okay. Will?
Your kitty seems to be focused on you.
How old
and
is your cat?
Always talks about the grief and the respiratory problems being together. And so I just thought about it from that perspective. And I thought, well, what avenue haven't you looked at then? Because if you've shifted stuff and it's still there, then I just wanted to look at the whole situation upside down or something.
What's going on in your life? Is what Will is saying. I'm more blunt.
Oh God, I feel like I have been ready to sort of make a leap forward. And at one point I even got a part-time job. It fell through that week. I guess my cat's been going through stuff. When I got home from the Maritimes, my partner's mom, I guess, has a pretty kind of motor and some dementia. So she started showing some symptoms then. And then,
hey, a lot of this is coming up psychic energy. A lot of this is coming up psychic energy, and it was for the first caller also. You know, if I talk about the body, the soul, and the spirit as the authentic self, this is about balance in that. Our pets are like our children under the age of 10. They have a tendency to pick up our stuff. Dogs will do it for you almost all the time because they're so loyal. Cats will only do it if they feel like it. So your cat, funny enough, my cat was also coughing and hacking away. And it was coming up grief. And so I'm picking this up on a collective with her. I had also brought a kitten into her life. And that stressed her out a little bit. And this is kind of what I'm talking about for, what the grief that's coming up for the collective influence right now is what's coming up. So I'm going to work on that for you and your cat. And Will, what are you picking up?
You hit it right on the head. This is getting into some bigger issues. So I noticed that our cats and our dogs, especially dogs, have a tendency to really care a lot about our state. And when we get stressed out, they tend to follow.
And
so that's why knowing that you can already shift energy and knowing that the hardest thing to shift is the person in the mirror, that if I just pointed Colette at you for a little bit, then this would be finished.
Well, what I'm picking up here is that the cat's picking up your discomfort and your grief. And it, once again, it's coming up on a spiritual level. We have to take a quick break. We can hang on to you for the, if you want to hang on the phone line there, we'll go to break. And when we come back, we'll just see if we can get you down to neutral here and get your cat to be more neutral. My cat quit coughing about 4 or 5 days ago. And yeah, it's a respiratory thing, but it's grief. It's coming up on the emotional level as grief. We'll be right back, and we're going to hang on to you, and we'll, when we come back, we'll work on this a little bit more, as I said. And this is Colette Marie Stephan. We'll be right back after this short break.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess-like shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth Is Funny. I have Will Hatch with me here today, and I have Julie on the phone, and she's from Canada. We've been working on Julie and her cat. And Julie, Will just wanted to tell you what he was picking up. Go for it here, Will.
So I remembered that I said this at the beginning of the show, and for a few seconds there, I was forgetting to myself that when we have a show and we've got a topic and we've got some underlying issues that we're working on in the background, the people who call in always fit it so perfectly. So when I'm looking at this young woman and she's got a bunch of grief that she's holding on to, and I wasn't really sure where it was coming from, then I had to stop and say, oh, boundaries, because the show is talking about the immune system, but not just the immune system on the physical level. It's talking about the boundaries in an overall level. But I want to remind everybody that boundaries are not a thing. Boundaries are an effect. Your focus is the thing. You direct your focus to yourself. The effect is that you have a boundary where the things outside of you don't impact you quite so deeply. And so when I got into touch with Julie here and I recognized that, oh, she's got the skills, she's doing some of the energy work. So that means that her head is full of this knowledge about where she expects herself to be and wants herself to be. And that's probably where the grief is coming from.
Does that resonate with you, Julie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
So can I please offer you this little bit of a thing that calms me down, which is that if you never had the need to go out and do something, you know, if it never got uncomfortable enough, you never would do it. So there's this thing about us that is really challenging for us to see past because we're so busy looking at what did I do wrong instead of what did I do right and why do I do this and what do I want to do instead. And when we can look past that, then we can realize that the lesson was really simple. We can get past ourselves and finally accept it. But oftentimes it has to be uncomfortable. And then, as I was saying earlier, I'm noticing that there's this trying on of the extremities that I go through as I come closer and closer to a major shift in my life where I flip back and forth between one extreme to another extreme. And I try them on is the best way I can think of describing it. And it's so uncomfortable in the moment. But the discomfort is what drives that decision that I'm going to do something different. And next time I'm not going to go down that path because I know it's not worth it. So if you can get strong to the process here, then you're on the road.
There we go. How are you feeling right now, Julie?
Still feeling kind of like a little bit shaky, a bit kind of grief and a lot kind of on the sort of like above my pelvic bowl or kind of in that area like that.
Okay, is your cat a male or a female? Is your cat a male or a female?
She's a female.
And is she spayed?
Yeah.
Okay, and how old is she?
19.
Okay. So we're just going to strengthen you to this. This is about birth and death. And your cat's weakness is actually coming from your reproductive system. And so we're just going to strengthen you and her to that. And all the thoughts around that. And all the love around that. There's a lot happening on the planet right now is what's coming up for a lot of people. And on a collective level, I'm talking about all the people on this planet, all the beings on this planet are experiencing this kind of, it feels like a major transition here. And when I track it, a lot of the time it is Thanksgiving. We had Thanksgiving weekend in Canada here. And you guys were celebrating a holiday there, and holiday season brings up a lot of grief for a lot of people. That's why on Monday, when it was Thanksgiving Day here, and Pat gave me the opportunity to host her show, I right away went for it because I understand that the people who are unable to be with their family or that, Even when you are able to be with your family and you're really looking forward to it, people quite often are looking for perfection and they want the holidays, the day to go perfectly. And when you have pressing concerns in your family where things, need to be addressed, let's just strengthen everybody out there to the holiday season, the holidays coming up. I kind of backed off the holidays a bit myself. I got to a place where I feel like I don't want to be dictated to when I'm going to gather with my family and when I'm going to, what I'm going to do when I gather with my family. I prefer to just know that when it's strong for my family to get together energetically, that it will just happen with ease and effortlessness. Just the fact that you have people from all over the country trying to fly and get to places to be there for a specific day complicates things. And so that's what's coming up, all these complications for you. So it just strengthens you to how complicated life is. And remember that the one thing, like Will was saying, is that when you get strong to the process, your boundaries become strong. And the things that are coming from the external dynamics that come from outside, you can strengthen yourself to those and be in a strong place so that you can handle it with ease. And thank you for calling in, because I was as Will said, the people that call into the show, a lot of people are feeling this right now. And so just, you know, we're energetic. Anyone listening to this now or later, this will help ease the discomfort of the same kind of energy for everyone. This is a very general shift for people listening right now. So how are you feeling, Julie?
Feeling like there's some grief. There's a little bit.
It's okay. It's okay to have grief. If you don't judge, like, happiness as being the best emotion, you know, and grief being a bad emotion, there's nothing wrong with grief. So we just strengthen you to that if you feel grief, feel it. Just don't feel it for days and days. You know, you could just see, that's what I was explaining earlier, is that when an emotion comes over us, we have so many accumulated times that we've had that emotion that it tends to throw us off. And that's what Will was saying. Like, if you get into this process and you recognize that, you know, instead of suppressing it, feel it, that your boundaries become stronger. Where are you at now, number wise, Julie?
About 2, I think.
Okay, good. Will, any last, because we're going to run out of time here on radio time here.
I was just thinking, listening to you, how fun it is, because I've given myself some permission to say and do a lot of things very freely, and it turns into some interesting situations. But when it comes to these sort of situations where I've got all this pent up feelings, it makes it really easy to have an outburst of some sort. Well, it's under control while I'm being strong to having an outburst, because I'm in an outburst moment. So let's outburst in this moment and then deal with it and really talk about it and understand what's going on driving the outburst. And I get through a lot of things that way, and I have a lot of patient people around me who understand that I'm not outbursting at anybody.
That's good advice.
This is my passion.
We've run out of time. Thank you for calling in, Julie. Thank you, Will, for being on the show. And I love shifting energy with you. And thank you to all the listeners and Brian. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. If you want a private session with me, now's a good time, because I'm at home painting dragons. We'll be back next Wednesday. Bye for now.
Aloha.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.